Hello, welcome to the final lesson in our series, Favor the Way to the Top. My name is Chris, and this is my lovely wife, Camille, and we're from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are so glad that you have continued with us for the entire series. Did you know God wants to use the favor He has placed in your life to be a blessing to others?
You're so right, Chris. We all need to know how to activate that favor. Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston will show us how in this teaching titled, The Favor of God is Very Important. Feel free to pause or rewind this teaching at any time to ensure that you catch every important truth. And as usual, we have questions for you to think about, an action plan, scripture references, and more available for you to download below this video. Okay, are you ready to finish the series? Let's join our teachers now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank You and praise You today. Lord, thank You for sending Brother Bill Winston to us. He has just poured out Your favor and grace all this week. We are so excited about it. We're so thrilled to know how You love us, how Your grace is available, Your favor is on us because of Jesus. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Bill, take us into the conclusion of this, at least for this week. And the concept that seems to have grown out of this, the last four broadcasts that we've done, is God had an original plan before the foundation of the world for all men for all time. And it was for them to all be equal to Him.
Correct.
In His glory, in his heavenly wealth of all things, He created this not only this planet, but this universe and all in behalf of His man. I'm totally convinced, expecting the man to expand and grow and fill all of this massive place. But you're not going to fill it with sin. Mm. So it stopped right here on this planet, and there's coming a new heaven, there's coming a new earth, but we don't have to wait until then to walk in these things like it was a new heaven and a new earth. We can walk in the blessing of the Lord and be like days of heaven on earth. Scripture says so.
Now.
Right now. Oh, right now. But it's by faith. Let's go over there and read that in the fourth chapter of Romans.
Romans, okay.
Because this shows God's intent here. Romans chapter 4, we're talking about His favor, His grace and favor. Verse 16, listen to these words very carefully. Therefore, excuse me, it is of faith that it might be by grace. So grace, grace is the purpose here, right?
It's the purpose, right.
Yeah. Mm. It is of faith. Now, Scripture said it's impossible to please Him without faith. Why? Because of grace. He's trying to get the grace. He's trying to treat you like you never sinned. He's trying to get the blessing in here like Adam never fell, because there's a second and last Adam in place, and He's Jesus of Nazareth. Mm. And He ain't about to fail. Glory to God. Amen. Mm. To the end, His purpose was that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Glory be to Jesus.
You know, I was just looking at several translations of this. See, I challenge myself sometimes to define the blessing. And one of the definitions I came up with in my own thinking, in my own study now, is The anointing of God through which divine favor flows. See, because I'm now going to bless somebody. Now, the favor of God is flowing through me to bless them. That anointing is doing something in their life, removing a burden, destroying a yoke, something like that. They may not deserve it.
Nobody does.
Nobody deserves it. So it's by grace that I'm doing this. I'm just saying, Jesus went about, I think, dispensing something, see. He's dispensing something in this last day. And I'm saying this favor is on him and flowing through him, allowing him to bless somebody else, see, with favor. Glory to God. So I'm saying that if you've got favor on your life, it's interesting how God can use you to open up doors for somebody else, to lift a curse off of somebody else. See? And this favor here is a piece that I think that in the church we need to start manifesting it because it is there. But now it needs manifesting. Mm-hmm. It needs people to start confessing it, people to start walking in it. I mean, Esther had to go and by faith believe that that favor was going to come forth.
Let me ask you this. The higher manifestation of operating in the grace of God, instead of, God, I need to be blessed today. It is realizing that if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then the grace of God's on the inside
of you.
That
is exactly right.
It is God. Who can I declare blessed today?
That's it.
Bill, I believe with all my heart that when God said to Abraham, we read it earlier in the week, I will make you a blessing.
That's exactly right.
Now, we have had the concept that I'm blessed, but I only need this much. So in the blessing, I can take this and help you. But, now wait a minute, that's true. But that's not the whole story. In fact, that's not the primary story. The primary story was Abraham's ability to bless.
Yes, sir.
And speak and call somebody blessed so that they
could have that.
They got this. Mm. And God said, I will bless those that bless you. In other words, for those that will help you, the same blessings on you will come on them. Yeah.
That's correct.
And we know that's true because that's what happened through that thing.
Yep.
And then he said, but I'll curse those. Or in other words, I'll stop those that try to stop the blessing and stop you from blessing
others.
So you can see God's purpose. He wanted the whole thing blessed, not cursed.
Now, nothing in these promises of God that I've found seem to be automatic.
No.
They just don't happen because they're in here.
No, they have to be activated.
They have to be activated. So we got to activate this. We got to make this blessing here manifest, this favor. We've got to cause this thing to manifest in our lives. And so I was taught to get up and call things. So I'm calling the blessing here. I'm saying, and the favor of God. That Father, I thank you that your favor surrounds me like a shield. Now, where did I get that from? That's right over here. In Psalm chapter 5.
Yes,
let's go over there very quickly. in Psalm chapter 5, because I've got to activate this in my life. And if I don't, it doesn't.
Well, Abraham, the blessing, the blessing was activated by Abraham's faith. It still is, because we now have Abraham's faith. Galatians chapter 3 declares it specifically.
Mm-hmm. So it activates this thing. Again, abundant increase of favor.
Yes, sir.
So look what it says here. And this is found here in Psalm chapter 5 and verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compass or compass him as with a shield? Now, in that, Joseph didn't get down in prison and start murmuring and complaining about how bad things were for him. Mrs. Potiphar, she told a lie on me. And so he didn't get down
Get bitter.
Because it would have cut the faith off. Mm-hmm. That would have stopped the favor from flowing. Are you following what I'm saying? So if you know that favor is on your life.
His daddy did that.
He sure did do it.
He believed the lie that the
boy
did.
Told. That's exactly
instead
right.
Instead of saying, no, I know what you said to me. You blessed me, and I'm not going to believe that boy's dead until I see his body. Mm. And just stood on faith. But instead, he got into grief, and it cut his life short.
Cut everything off.
And he said, nothing working out good for me.
He sure did.
And that kind of stuff.
He sure did. Now, I'm saying you can't say that and activate favor in your life. Those two don't run together.
No.
He said joy in here.
Not grief.
Not grief. So we've got to understand, now, wait a minute, I've got to walk in love, stay in faith, you know, and understand that, wait a minute, this is my inheritance. This is part of what I've got as equipment in this earth to function with, and I don't want to cut it off. So I get up in the mornings. It's about every morning. Father, I thank you that the favor of God surrounds me like a shield. It produces supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honor, increased assets, greater victories, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, petitions granted, policies and rules changed, and battles won, which I don't have to fight.
Yes, sir. Boy, that's powerful, man.
Wow.
That is just so powerful.
You got what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
No, that surrounds me like a shield. Shield and God is all around you.
The more your mouth says
my
that,
goodness.
And the more your ears hear it, and the more you read these scriptures and not let them depart from your eyes, they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh.
See, this will raise you up. This will call for people to call for you who you don't even know. And in their natural thinking, you didn't work for it to get there. It's God bringing you to the top. And He's going to bring the church to the top in this last hour.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're not going out here down under and complaining about how bad things are and you know,
no,
look
sir,
what's
the
happening.
Transfer is on. It's underway.
It is underway.
It's underway.
It?
Yeah.
And that's part of the favor of God.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm going to give these people favor.
It has to be, doesn't it?
It's out of the favor of God.
Yes, sir.
This is our time now. Now, what we're trying to do is let God's people know how important favor is. I mean, look at Ruth's life. She got hooked up with the wealthiest man in the county. Because of favor. This is the Moabite.
Yeah.
This wasn't the person who was in the line.
But she depended on that. She didn't press herself.
No, she did not.
And press for fancier clothes. No, she said, no, just, you know, be it done unto me as the Lord has said. And just went right along.
And Boaz noticed her with all her poor clothes on. Am I right about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what I'm talking about. I think if we'll invest more in favor and stop trying to do things in our own strength and let the favor of God kick in, it'll take us to the top in any industry.
Well, the top's what God got in his mind.
Let me ask you this. That's good.
Let's look at it in God's viewpoint. Okay. Mm. Now, here, I got a bunch of people that own this huge business. But I ain't getting a thing out of it. They're not supporting the word. They're not supporting my people. They're not helping anybody. They're just out for everything they can get. And they've got the economy so fouled up and so screwed up and can't anybody live in it. But now I got this fellow over here that'll do what I tell him to do, and he's listening, and he'll I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna give that company to him. Mm.
Oh well, Brother Colin, there ain't no way God get.
Well now see there, that listen, God could give the Ford Motor Company to anybody he wanted to, anytime he got ready to do it, if somebody would just believe him. And not believing for Ford Motor Company, but just, I'm yours to command, sir. I'll do whatever you say, wherever you put me. I mean, that's just what I'll do.
He'll transfer.
Bill, there was a partner of mine. This big company was just, boy, I mean, they was having us. The union had struck, and it's in a mess, and they're fighting, boy, there's bitterness on both sides. Well, they were having a union management meeting, you know, and oh, they were fighting one another. Couldn't come, just days and days in there messing around, just hating, bitter, you know. He just sitting back there praying in the spirit. And he kept eyeing this guy over there on the other side. He kept seeing him. He kind of back over by himself. And they kind of caught one another's eye. And so they scooted over there. All this rest of it, I mean, they're just cussing and screaming going. These two got over there. One of them was union, and the other one's management. And both of them, spirit-filled believers, both of them sitting over there praying in the spirit until they caught one another's eye. And they sat down over there listening to the Lord, and they got this all ironed out between the two of them. And they said, shut up. And the power of God come on thinking everybody. They said, now sit down. We've got the answer to this. These just two guys. I mean, they weren't big high guys, but they saved that. Big company. Mm. Saved that company. They prospered that company just because these two guys would listen to the Lord, and he promoted them from there to the top.
Now, isn't that what happened to people like Joseph and Daniel?
That's exactly it. Well, God ain't through just because they're gone. They ain't through doing this.
My goodness. This is... I mean, I was reading the other day, studying that 10 times better anointing.
Yeah. Oh,
goodness. I mean, think about it. Wherever they are, you're going to be 10 times better. That's if you're in school, if you're in a company, if you're a screenwriter, it doesn't make any difference.
Songwriter. I don't care if you're mowing yards. Mm. Hey. That's a good business.
That's exactly right.
I know a guy that was just mowing yards. And God developed him into a landscaping company. I mean, listen, that's what he does, Bill. The grace and favor, that's what he does. And what's he doing? He's looking the world over, seeking someone to whom he can show himself strong. Mm.
That's true, isn't it? That's what he's doing.
Mm. He needs people.
People. Mm.
Amen. Mm. Glory to God.
My goodness. Now, I'm saying this because Mary was approached by an angel. Let's go over to Luke chapter 1. Because everybody needed some favor here. And what we're trying to get people to have is have faith for the favor of God to be activated in their lives. So look what he says here. He says in verse 28, the angel comes to Mary, and the angel came to her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Now, he goes on and then he says what's going to happen to her. Verse 35, he said, "Now the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come on you, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing that shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. "And Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." Lord.
Bill, that's why she was chosen.
Mm.
This wasn't the first time she ever did that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The reason she's blessed and highly favored is because that's not the first time she ever said that to God. Mm.
That's good.
She's living by faith.
That's good, see. Uh-huh.
Now, it wasn't because she was so holy and never sinned.
Mm.
There's not any such thing as that. Jesus that, only
right.
one that
That's exactly
never
right.
But this woman would say, "Be it done unto me as you've said." Well, I'm your handmaiden. I'm yours to command. That's the breakthrough statement for you, me, anybody else, sir. Mm. I am yours to command. I commit myself to your plan, your will, your way, your purpose. I'm here to be corrected. I rejoice in the fact that you're right all the time. That'll make a somebody out of nobody.
And that's what God wants to do.
That's what he wants to do.
He wants to take that scripture that you read about taking them out of the ash heaps and put them up there with rulers and princes.
That He'll turn is, the company over to you.
That's what God wants
that's
to do.
That's what he wants to do. He wants the thing in somebody's hands that will do righteous with the product, whatever it is. And we're out of time.
Praise
again.
God.
Glory to God.
Congratulations, you have finished the entire series, Favor the Way to the Top. Wasn't it a powerful teaching from Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston? Now, don't forget to take advantage of the free downloads on your screen. They are designed to help apply what you have learned, and as you do, you will see God's favor in everything you do. Again, thank you for joining us for this series. We hope you will come back as we have plenty more topics for you to study in Believers Academy. Until later, have a wonderful day, and remember,
Jesus is Lord.